أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون. In the previous ayats was the explanation of this munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that they should come and take qasams in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that you are the true Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person over exaggerates something, then we must know, as we say in Urdu, dal mein kana hai, there is something wrong in that person. Why is he over and over repeating, or somebody praises you too much or anything, you must know there is something there. So this munafiq used to come unnecessarily and take qasams and say, we swear by Allah that you're the Rasul of Allah. You believe, you accept it, you must act accordingly. And then further Allah tabaraka ta'ala says that if you see their outward condition, their bodies, etc., they look very nice, they're very worried about dunya, about what their figures are, how they look like, etc. But inside they are rotten to the core. They have got no iman. Similarly, they are such also, one main quality of the munafiqeen, the outside ibadat is very good. Like for example, we see the Shias, how they cry sitting there outside Masjid al-Nabawi. A person thinks, I'm nowhere, how these people are crying and how they carrying on. But inside, they've got no belief whatsoever. Just like these are the qualities of the munafiqeen, outwardly they make a big show, but inside they are rotten to the core. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says further that at various occasions their hypocrisy became manifest, it became clear. What was inside, Allah Ta'ala exposed it and the people came to know. At such condition, at such times, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who were always eager that everyone must get hidayah, they should tell them, come now, let us go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him to ask forgiveness for you. Then when he will ask forgiveness, he is Allah's favorite. Allah will accept his intercession. He is asking forgiveness for you and Allah will forgive you. At that point also we should remember Allah has kept this door open for all of us till the day of Qiyamah. That when we go to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ, and they come to you and they seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and they ask you for forgiveness, Allah will forgive them. So we also, whenever we have the opportunity to go for Umrah, etc., go for Ziyarat and ask Allah's Rasul that he must ask forgiveness on our behalf. That's a very, very great thing. And similarly, all the other pious people also, we should ask them to make dua that Allah forgives us. So when those occasions should come and they should be told, let us go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him to make dua of maghfirat, he will make it. He is the favorite of Allah, Allah will accept it and your work will be done. So Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. اور جب کہے ان کو آؤ, معاف کرا دے تم کو رسول اللہ کا. When it is told to them, come, let us go to Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him now we made a mistake and please ask forgiveness for us. Then what you see these people, low woe ru'usahum, matkati hai apne sir, then arrogantly and proudly they shake their heads and they carry on as if they got nothing to do with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're not worried about the hypocrisy, they don't want it forgiven, etc. وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ, or to dekhe ke wo rokte hai, and you see them, they are stopping other people also from the path of Allah, especially behind the veil of this hypocrisy. They show they are very good Muslims, but then in their talking with others, but they say Islam, this is a fault in Islam. This is not right in Islam. Islam is too strict here. Islam is too hard. Islam is not practical nowadays. This kind of things. We are pious, we know about it. That is how they show themselves. وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ, or وہ غرور کرتے ہیں. And they have got great pride and haughtiness in them. And they shake their shoulders, etc. And some of them even went to the extent and said that we don't need the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We don't need him to ask forgiveness for us. So that was a clear sign that how their hearts were sealed. They had no iman. And when a person, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, commits a guna, a black spot forms on his heart. If he doesn't make tawbah and he makes another guna, another black spot. And if this carries on, the heart becomes completely black. And then the heart is sealed. That dirt and filth which is in the heart cannot come out anymore. And no good can go in that heart also. Even if a person has the Rasul of Allah, then also the goodness cannot go in the heart. So that is a very dangerous condition, and this is what their condition had become. So on that Allah Ta'ala says, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ برابر ہے ان پر. It is the same for them. When their hearts are sealed like this, and their hearts have become completely black and rusted, أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. تو معافی چاہے ان کی یا نہ معافی چاہے. Even if you, O Allah's Rasul, for such people, even if you seek forgiveness, and you intercede for them, or you don't ask for forgiveness, it is the same. لَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. ہرگیز نہ معاف کرے گا ان کو اللہ تعالی. Definitely Allah won't forgive them. And there's also one very important point we should remember, that those who are the close friends of Allah Ta'ala, to hurt their feelings, it comes in the hadith, Allah becomes more angry than when a person disturbs the cub of a lion. How that lioness becomes angry. If you trouble the cub of it, Allah becomes more angry when a person hurts the feelings of his friends. So when these people carry on and they go to the extent that they say they don't even need the istighfar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what condition? So Allah says, Allah will never forgive them. And this is just like when a person dies on kufr, may Allah save us all. Then there is no chance for that person. Then no forgiveness, no intercession, nothing for that person. That person just goes headlong into Jahannam. May Allah protect us, our children, our progeny, that these things must not happen to us, that we incline to Allah. Even if we commit gunas, which we shouldn't, but even if we are committing gunas, but we make tawbah istighfar, we realize that we are bad, and we seek the forgiveness of Allah, there is great hope for such a person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. بے شک اللہ راہ نہیں دیتا نافرمان لوگوں کو. Definitely Allah does not open the road for those people who are so disobedient and have reached this extent. That when a person knows that this is wrong and is giving preference to his dunya all the time, and he just wants to live it up, earn more, and he doesn't want, he's not inclining to Allah, no tawbah, no istighfar, no amal in his life, and he just wants to carry on with his dunya, that is also a dangerous condition. A person should try his best, even if he can't make 5 times namaz, we should make as many as he can. Seek forgiveness from Allah. Make tawbah, istighfar. Allah will open the way for that person. Wa akhiru da'wana.